Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, these storylines come up all the time during these playoff series. And there is one out there that if you are one of these provincial Indiana Pacer fans and you love your city of Indianapolis and your state of Indiana, then you are just pissed off at Josh Hart, who said some things in a old podcast clip where he said, if I don't have to play the Indiana Pacers, I'm not stepping foot in that state. I don't want to be in Indiana for any All-Star break, for anything. I am not an Indiana guy. He also said, I will say they do got a White Castle there, and I love White Castle. It's the only thing solid about Indiana. And Long's Bakery, fire donuts. If not for those two things, Long's Bakery, donuts are top tier. Indiana, bottom of the barrel, end quote.
And this was from a podcast how long ago?
I don't know. I'm months old.
A couple months.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, the video of Joel Embiid hitting the security guard.
That was from the regular season.
Right. So that's why we didn't know about it. All right. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, all I can tell you is Indianapolis had a great Super Bowl when we were there. We all loved it. We thought it was perfect the way that they laid it all out. And plus it was good weather. But I don't know. It's a Midwestern city. What do you want?
Yeah.
And it's small.
I mean, the guy's just doing a podcast, yeah, and he's just talking like, so what? I mean, don't you think that people in Indianapolis and Indiana know that someone who's an NBA player probably isn't thrilled to go there? I mean, like when James Harden quits during the playoffs and he gets on a private jet and goes somewhere, you know, he doesn't go to Indiana.
You know, the NBA needs a team in Vegas, and they should, the first player picked in the expansion draft should be James Harden so he never leaves.
Yeah, that would be great. But then again, he would never play either. He'd never be into it. But yeah, so if they're mad about that, it'll probably, you know, fans love things like this where they can all get together and boo a guy. They'll probably boo Josh Hart in game three, but whatever. Was there a place, not just because of the team, because I know you hated playing the Oilers, you talked about that, but was there a city on the road that you just hated to go to because it sucked?
No, I mean, we never really did anything in that city. Okay. So, and most of these basketball teams don't do much in those cities either. I mean, you're in, you're out. You play, and they're on the road.
Yeah, it's not like baseball where it's a 3 or 4 game series. You're there for a while, or a playoff series where you have 2 games spread over 4 days or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if you had, you know, the one extended period we had is when we played a Seattle on Monday night, and that was the woman in the locker room reporter night. And we stayed in Renton, Washington that week, and then we went down to play the Rams, who were playing, you know, in Los Angeles at the time. So that was the longest trip that I ever had as a professional football player.
Okay. But there was never like, oh, man, I got to go to X, Y, or Z.
No, it was always about, I was just worried about the defense.
Yeah.
I was worried about where we're, you know, what city we're going to. I was just thinking about, okay, we got to face the 34 defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a pain in the ass. Now we got to go down to Houston. We got to see the 4-3 defense down there. They're a pain in the ass. Then we got to go to Philadelphia and Reggie White. They're a pain in the ass. I mean, like, that's the way I would think about it as a player. I wouldn't be thinking about not going to a city because I didn't like it.
And when Josh Hart was asked about this yesterday after practice, he said, I love Indiana. Indiana's a great city. he goes, Indiana's a great city. They always have a lot of things going for them. Like I always said, Long's Bakery. Indiana's a good city. So he's obviously joking again. You know, Al said something in a warm-up show that I kind of thought was a bakery hot take. And I wanted to bring this up to you because I really had to think about it, which made it a good take. He says that at the end of the day, and if I put any words in your mouth here, Al, you let me know. But at the end of the day, a bakery is a bakery. And no bakery is better than another bakery. It's just baked goods, which are delicious. So when someone says that this is like the best bakery, if he were to go there and get something, he'd be like, oh, okay, it's just a baked good. And just like any other bakery in the world. Now, yeah. Go ahead.
And you'll always pick the one near where you live. Doesn't matter. Always guaranteed.
Or you don't go out of your way.
Yeah, I don't go, oh, there's a great bakery in Atlantic City you have to go to. No, I'd go like Del Ponte's Bakery in Bradley Beach is the greatest ever.
Right.
Yeah, but Del Ponte's is a good bakery.
It's very good bakery.
Yeah.
But bakeries are delicious everywhere.
People drive miles to go to Stanley's Bakery in East Islip.
So this is...
Don't give me that face without making a noise. Ken, make your noise in
I'm
your
saying,
face.
It's make terrific.
No, wait, time out. Make your noise and make your face. And
the
then
face
go on.
And the noise?
Yes.
Eh.
Yeah. Okay. Now expand.
I mean, it's a wonderful bakery.
Yes.
I haven't walked into one actual bakery that's not smells delicious and has delicious
yeah, they are. So you're a positive bakery guy. You're not being a negative bakery guy. You're a positive.
Right. I'm just saying a great bakery, no matter where it is, like, you can't tell me this one's better than this. They're all delicious, sugary foods.
All right, so this is what I will counteract, just because I'm like 60 or 75% with Al, but my counter to it is Stanley's has the best jelly donut I have ever had. I've had numerous jelly donuts. That jelly donut off the charts. Also,
crumb buns.
There's a bakery in Pittsburgh that we would. There were a couple bakeries in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a small place. We got the cake from this one bakery every single time, and it's one of the best cakes. I've like a birthday cake, like the icing just tastes different. It wasn't too sweet. It was just perfect. So like in those instances, I'm like, we got to get the cake from there. We got to get the donut from there. But everything else, generally, you walk in, black and white cookies, a black and white cookie.
I would say this: if you ask me, and I don't know all the names of the bakeries, I will just say that if there's a bakery capital of the world, okay, number one would be Vienna, Austria.
Okay.
Okay. Number two would be Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, can't argue that.
Bakeries in Brooklyn are insane. And we've had a number of bakeries that have delivered to us. And we've been very lucky that we kind of stopped that.
Yes.
We were putting on too much weight.
Yes. Very
but,
true.
The fact of the matter is that, you know, let's face it, every town in every northeast city here has their own favorite bakery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pizza place, a bagel place. Everyone's got the best one in their neighborhood. Oh, it's the best.
It's the best. It's the best.
I will say there is one bakery, like, and Eddie brought this up to me too, where an Italian pastry bakery, where
like Ferraris.
Would you go there for Christmas time? There's lines out the door for weeks.
Yes.
To people to go to those particular places. But I think that might just be like a how many Italian specialized bakeries are there?
That's, you know, you walk into Little Italy. I mean, or, you know,
well, that's different. I'm talking about in Patchogue. You know what I'm saying?
Patchogue. Oh, yeah.
Like Patchogue, this place on 112. People will go in and get whatever
they need. People have a comfort with their bakery. I would agree with that.
Yeah, and they have a pride in their bakery, just like they have a pride in their pizza places.
Yes.
But it's very regional.
Yeah.
I
was going to say something about the local bakery, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
Okay.
I think that's a smart move. I was just about to say something about, I said, you know what, let me just stop there. Because it's a local-owned small business, let me just stop. Larry in Indiana, what's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, what you got for us?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What do you have for us, Larry?
Hey, I'm talking about Long's Bakery.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm telling you, them are fire donuts.
Okay, best donut you ever had?
Tell Al, I respect him a lot.
Okay.
But bakeries ain't the same.
Yeah, well, you were just talking to Al, so you could have said it to...
Yeah, you know, Al, Larry says he respects you a lot. Put your headset on. He wants to talk to you. He says, but all bakeries ain't the same.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hey, I'm 56 years old. I just started watching Boomer Geo about 3 months ago, and all they talk about is golf. And I've never hit a golf ball in my life. And, you know, I just went out and bought me a 400, now, it's probably not the best, $400 set of golf clubs, and I'm going to learn how to play.
There you go. By the way, just so you know, Larry, Gio's going to be interviewed by Met Golfer here in New York today.
Yeah.
And so he's
That's
like,
a story I could tell.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden, you're a guy that's like the inspiration for millions of others, the people that go out and spend hundreds of millions of dollars on golf clubs.
Larry, do you mind me asking how old you are?
57.
Okay, very good, man. It's never too late to pick up the game. I started at 40, so I love that, man. Don't get too frustrated, and if you got any sort of athletic ability, it'll definitely help you, but you don't need that either, really. You just got to keep working at it.
And I'm going to tell you, I know you guys probably get bunches of calls and about Boomer and Geo, but hey, I want to get their sizes. I want to buy Boomer, Geo, and
Al.
Jerry and Al. I want to buy them for some ghost golf shirts because I remember Boomer talking about the golf bag ghost that he gave Gio.
Yep.
So I want to give all four of them some ghost golf shirts. But I just need to know their sizes.
Well, that's nice, listen, Larry, that's very nice of you to do that. You know, we'll put you on hold. Al will get your information. He'll tell you our sizes. And that was very nice of you. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Larry. And by the way, you do know you're talking to Boomer and Geo, yes?
Oh, no, I didn't. No.
Larry, you've been
Larry, who do you think you're talking to?
We're on the show right now, man, live on the air.
Oh, I am so sorry. I just wanted to get y'all some shirts and be a surprise for you.
Well, that's very nice, Larry. But yeah, you have been on the air talking to Boomer and Geo now for a couple of minutes. So you've been on TV and on the radio and everything else.
Hey, I tell you what, I love you, Boomer. Geo.
You are great, Larry.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, anybody want to say hi to out there that you know that you're on the TV and radio?
Oh, just my beautiful wife, Judy Reagan.
Okay. All right, Judy. Very good. Hello, Judy. Well, hey, Larry, you call back. Stay on hold here, and then Al will talk to you again. So,
All right. Hey, I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Yeah, of course, Larry. Appreciate you calling in. Exactly.
From the great city of Indiana.
Good for him.
That was awesome, huh? And I tell Boomer and Geo, all they talk about is golf, and I take up golf now.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, how much has golf gotten into our conversation, would you say, on a percentage basis?
If it was at what percent, what is it now?
Yeah, I guess at one point when I was talking about it, you just poo-pooed it. You weren't paying attention. But now all of a sudden, you know, you're into it, so we do talk about it.
You've grown by 25%, maybe?
Yeah, I would think so.
Something like that?
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, a lot of it, it's not like we're talking about
like the tournaments as much. Like, I'm not going to mention the Byron Nelson or whatever. I just brought it up when Jerry said that Brooks Koepka won the live thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
we'll
not
talk
like
about,
that.
No,
we'll talk like about our games and what we're doing and weaving it into our life.
Yeah, we'll
like
talk about the majors. We'll talk about next year's Ryder Cup at Bethpage.
That is a huge one, yes.
Which is still going, you know, still at this point up in the air as to who's going to be allowed to play in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find that out next year when the season starts and then who's going to be the points and this and that. I think by then that live stuff will be dropped by then. But that's so funny that Larry's now going to, I got myself a pair of golf, set of golf clubs, $400. So it's funny. So now I got golf clubs, a poster of Dua Lipa on my wall, and now I'm a Republican. and I think J.J. McCarthy's going to stink in the NFL. I actually liked him at once. Oh, man, and I love the Rangers.
Yes, he does. I love him some Rangers.
Look, this is why I say we're influencers, Boomer. Influencing Larry in Indiana. I'm a golf influencer now.
You know, I do believe that Wayne Gretzky started his career in Indianapolis.
Really?
For the Racers, I think.
Al's still talking to Larry, by the way.
Sure is.
It was either him or
New
Mark
York,
Messier.
New York, New York.
You know, maybe it was Messier. I don't know. It was one of those two.
Where are y'all again? I'll just drive it down there. No, we're in New York. Oh, I didn't know that. Damn. All the way in New York City? I've never been to New York City.
Well, there you go. He's going to get us four.
How was that there, Al?
It was great. So I was spelling the street name here because when I say Hudson, it sounds like a T.
Yeah.
And so I spelled it out for him. He goes, just call someone from Indiana. Don't mean I don't know how to spell.
That's great. Man, we don't have, we have our own, different great personalities around here. We don't have a guy like that. You know what I'm saying? Like this happy-go-lucky dude from Indiana who's just, we don't have people like that around here.
Loves that bakery.
Yeah. Man, fire donuts is right. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco with an update and moment of the day coming up. And he's got the Rangers and a bunch of other stuff. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And nobody's beating the Rangers this postseason as they are now 5-0. Matter of fact, they're going to go 16-0. And they're going to win the Stanley Cup,
okay.
Homer.
That's spoken they like a true Devils
losing.
Fan. Knock it off.
You don't want the support?
I don't want. Yeah, I love saying, the support, but I think you're a little over. Aggressive right now.
I've been
now.
Saying all season long the Rangers are a Stanley Cup team. So
I will say this. You have been very, very consistent with that. There's no question about
that. This team is good in every facet, and last night was no different. Or yesterday afternoon, 4-3 the final as they take game one from the Hurricanes. 3 goals in the first period, 2 on the power play, 2 goals from Mika Zibanejad. You got Vincent Trocheck, the power play goal. Artemi Panarin scores in the third. Here was Kreider on what's going on up front.
He does everything for us, and Mika, I mean, all of our centers are incredible. Trust all four of our centers in the dot, know that they're going to go out there and dig in and give us the best chance to win a face-off.
And one common theme, whether it's been the Rangers, the Knicks, and we'll get to OG Anunoby coming up in a couple of minutes, the Garden is electric. Not that that's a shock, but these guys really take notice. Here is Trocheck.
Fans were rocking tonight, and that obviously is a huge part in getting our emotions into it, getting our adrenaline going. So credit to them for getting us into it early. And like I said, it was a lot of special teams early on, so... power play came up big early.
Held Carolina to 0-for-5 while they were 2-for-2. And figure this for Rod Brendamore's team. They played well and yet lost. He knows his team gave it what they had.
I thought we played a pretty good game. A couple, kills we didn't quite execute right, and they did. They did, they went, made their three quick passes and hit it, and we were just a step off, and that's the difference.
Igor Shesterkin, 22 saves. He's won his first five games this postseason. Last goalie to do that, Mike Richter in 1994 when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. How about that? Seven straight wins for the Blue Shirts going back to the regular season. Game two tomorrow night. The Stars closed out the Golden Knights winning 2-1, taking seven. Tonight, game one, Knicks and Pacers at the Garden. And much like Vincent Trocheck, here is OG Anunoby talking about what it's like playing at the Garden. Very similar sentiment.
Oh, it's amazing. It's nothing like it. But it's electric. Amazing fans. Amazing support. It's crazy. All of us, we feel it and we love it.
And they should, because the support has been pretty good. Now, in terms of support in Dallas, what does that mean? So Jalen Brunson was asked the question yesterday. You're taking on Rick Carlisle. Do you want to go out there and show him that he should have played you more when you were on the Mavericks? And the very mature Jalen Brunson that he is gave a very mature answer.
You're in the playoffs now. There is no extra motivation. It is what it is. The past is the past. Rick gave me my he welcomed me into this league and helped me become the player and helped me grow from day one. So coaches has got to make decisions that better suit their team. So whatever happened, and we're moving forward.
I hate that I like this guy.
Well, you know what? Sounds like
exactly.
Sounds like he has a dad for a coach.
Yeah, he just seems like a good dude.
So does Shador Sanders, and he doesn't talk like that.
No, that's true. That's a very good point, Gio. Counterpoint.
That was actually funny. So anyway, Knicks. So you had the Rangers yesterday. You
got right,
the
Shador Knicks is Pacers much younger.
True. Knicks How's Pacers that? Tonight. Rangers tomorrow. Knicks Pacers on Wednesday. So the Garden is pretty cool place to be this week, as always. Sunday, the Cavaliers won Game 7, beat the Magic. Donovan Mitchell says, took it in 7, but we're just scratching the surface on what we can be.
We can be better. You know what I mean? And I hate to be that guy, but this was great. This was phenomenal as a great win, great series, great test for us mentally, physically. But, we can and we will have to be better to beat Boston.
Who have been the best team in the league all season long, Cavs and Celtics conference semifinals. All right, some more from the Tom Brady roast last night. As every hour, more and more is put out there on social media. I don't know who he was playing, but this was Will Ferrell. Had a little joke for Brady along the way.
You won't be forgotten. You'll always be remembered as Eli Manning's bitch.
He was doing Anchorman, by the way. Ron Burgundy, yeah.
There you go. Here was Bill Belichick with a Brady joke.
People have said that Tom and I butted heads a lot, and in a way that was true, but not really. It was hard to butt heads with Tom because it was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass.
So the old Alex Guerrero reference there. Tony Hinchcliffe, is that the is that his name, the comedian? Here he is. I guess he's mocking Nikki Glaser's face in this comment, while at the same time mocking Kevin Hart's height or lack thereof.
Nikki has such a bad eating disorder, the industry keeps shoving her down our throat. You might recognize her from her podcast appearances, specials, and winning the Triple Crown at Churchill Downs. You might recognize Kevin as the jockey that rode her.
Wow.
That is rough. So she's got a horse face and he's tiny.
Yeah. Factually incorrect, though. You don't win the Triple Crown at Churchill Downs. That'd be at Belmont. Let's get this correct.
You understand the
Saratoga
point.
Or Saratoga this year.
Or yes, it's Saratoga this year.
If, in fact, Mystic Dan runs in the Preakness and wins. And we're thinking that that's not going to be the case.
Now, why would that be?
Well, our expert has told us what?
He has said, I could read word for word.
Yes.
What the expert has said is not that we have to make sure everybody knows it's not coming from us. I would be very surprised if Mystic Dan ran in the Preakness. It's in 2 weeks. The last time he ran on short rest this past winter, he didn't run well at all. So
the idea of the Triple Crown just it's not even worth even trying?
I guess. It depends. I mean, we don't know for a fact if he's not going to run, but
doesn't that take a lot of the excitement out of
it? Does. It does. But then again, they probably didn't think they were going to win this race. That's the thing. It was like, we got a Derby horse. That's great. Have him run. But now it's like, oh, crap, he won. Now
well, maybe
we
the
do?
Horse wants to win.
Might, you know. Did you hear Mike, by the way, with the Japanese horse?
I did not.
Al, you could find that on Funhouse's thing. Because he said the Japanese horse a million times. I was very impressed with that Japanese horse. very impressed with the Japanese horse. Had a very, very tough trip, the Japanese horse. And if you watch the Japanese horse, he was from Japan. And that's why he was a Japanese horse. Okay? So the
But also veered in the stretch and kept, you know, hitting into the and bothering the Japanese horse. The Japanese horse, in my mind, was the best horse in the race. He got the roughest trip. That horse was the best horse. Nose, which you never get in the Derby. That kind of three-horse finish. Classic finish. I thought the Japanese horse was sensational and really had a tough trip. I was impressed by Sierra Leone. I was incredibly impressed by the Japanese horse. I mean, the horse ran
a
sensational third. Nose back, took the worst of it. The other Japanese horse had a lot and lost his whip in the stretch and was coming. I'd watch that horse. They were both legitimate horses. The Japanese horses are becoming very dangerous. They're getting better and better.
Hey, can I
forever young?
All right, hold on.
Is that the Japanese horse?
All right, that's the Japanese horse. I don't know much about thoroughbred racing. I like it. It's fine. It's great. There's a place for it, and our expert knows it better than we do. Can you ask our expert a question for me?
Sure.
Is the Japanese horse Japanese?
No, I don't think so. Like,
Do they put it on a plane?
Is there a Norwegian thoroughbred somewhere that's Norwegian like I am?
No, I mean, it's a horse. You know,
just a horse.
The horse gets on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
And flies from Japan to the United States.
Yep, that's right.
Our expert has had
extra leg room on Delta. I got to get an emergency exit row. Do you understand what you have to do in the emergency exit row?
Yep.
Wow.
I just think a horse is a horse. It's from Japan. It's not a Japanese horse.
One of our experts sent their horse to Abu Dhabi, right?
That's right. He did. Yeah. Yeah, to go race.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to take a plane to get there unless you're on a boat.
Japanese horse.
Japanese horse.
Yeah, that Japanese horse. I was very impressed with that Japanese horse. And if there was one horse that I would say that was the best but had a rough trip, was that Japanese horse. Because the Japanese horse was the one, if you watch the race. And generally, the Japanese horses don't do well. They come over here a little skittish. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they come out and they're like, oh, where am I? New York. And, you know, I'm from Japan. They don't know what they're doing. But this Japanese horse was a winner. We're back.
Oh, he did that with, like, young quarterbacks?
Yeah.
The kid?
Yeah, the kid from USC. The kid out in left field. The Japanese horse.
Wow. Just a couple of other ones. We'll move on to the baseball and the kids in the Bronx. Kim Kardashian was not received well last night at this Tom Brady roast on Netflix.
I know a lot of people make fun of your height.
Oh, God.
Wow, is that cringeworthy. The Taylor Swift backlash?
I think that's part of it.
I don't know.
I also think that the crowd of people that were there probably just think that she's the worst.
That
you know,
could be.
Worse than Meghan Markle?
She would have gotten booed there too. I don't know. I just think that the sports NFL fan doesn't necessarily respect her journey.
Oiled buns and cavernous crack.
I mean, doesn't respect her journey to stardom. You know what I'm saying? Like she's this. I know she's done some humanitarian work, if you will, recently. But you know, she made a sex tape. She's made a life on reality TV where she's been kind of a doofus. She was with Kanye, who was a nut job. The Taylor Swift thing. She's just not. I mean, she's not really respected. You know. So that's what I think that it is.
Understood. And then you had Robert Kraft. Al told me the story. I wasn't aware that Robert Kraft had his ring taken away by Putin back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he had a plea to him.
And one more thing. In case Vladimir Putin you're watching, give me my f***ing ring back, will you?
Jesus.
There is a war going on in Ukraine.
They were drinking a lot last night, Boomer.
Sure. We need to antagonize the dictator. I mean, jeez. Robert, you might have a bunker somewhere. We don't.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, that's for sure. All right, the baseball story, not a good one for the Mets because they were in line to salvage the finale of the series this weekend in Tampa. They had their guy, Edwin Diaz, on the mound. Nobody on, two out, and not able to close it out.
Diaz has run it full, brings the hands together. Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep to left field. Back goes Nimmo onto the track. It's gone! A game-tying home run for Randy Arozarena.
And the Rays beat the Mets 7-6. That tied the game. The Mets would take a one-run lead, but then it was Johnny DeLuca with the game-winning two-run triple off of Jake Diekman. That ended at 7-6, the final. Back to the home run by Arozarena. Here was Edwin Diaz. Says it was his mistake with the location.
Yeah, I missed it. Well, was 3-2 count. I was trying to throw slider down away. I know I was struggling, so I want to make a good pitch to see if he can chase.
And it was not a good enough pitch and hit too much of the plate. Pete Alonso had another rough day, rough series, rough week, as a matter of fact, maybe even a rough month, 2-for-36. He's well aware of what he is and is not doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough go, but I just want to keep continuing to play as hard as I can. I mean, I leave it all out there on the field every day, but yeah, it's just frustrating. I wish I could come through, and if I had, we would been on the winning side of things.
That's true. Mike said, you know, they're really going to get a boost when they get that Japanese pitcher back. When they get that Japanese pitcher back, and he's healthy, the guy from last year, that Japanese guy, then they're really going to be doing something.
Well, what about the kid they got now?
They brought up the kid from the minors, and then they'll get the Japanese pitcher back, and then the combination of the kid and the Japanese guy, that will be just enormous for that rotation.
Enormous.
Can one of them hit Mike?
No.
Exactly. The Mets are in St. Louis tonight. Sean Manaea, the start, 7:45 first pitch. Meantime, at a soggy Yankee Stadium, a sweeping Yankee win.
These dedicated fans getting pumped up with this bases-loaded situation. Looking for a moment here from Juan Soto. 2-1, the pitch. Swing and a hardliner down the right field line. That's a base hit. It'll go all the way to the wall. Scoring is birdie. Trevino trots in. Volpe getting the wave around. Here's the throw home. Volpe touches home. He scores standing up. It is a bases clearing double for Juan Soto.
Yes, Justin Shackle and Al with the call right here on the Fan. Snapped a 2-all tie, 5-2 the final score. Here was Soto. Pretty, pretty cool for me, no doubt.
I think I just like to be in moments. I like to be up there. And it just gave me a little bit of adrenaline going, and I want to get the job done so bad that, I don't know, it just happens.
Well, he got the job done yesterday. Also, Aaron Judge had a first-inning home run. Nestor Cortez, really good, took the game into the seventh inning, though it was Victor Gonzalez that got the win in relief. Here is Judge, all about pitching.
To see Nestor come back and, you know, do what Nestor does, you know, especially tonight. You know, he comes back, and I feel like every single one of their hitters was down 0-1, 0-2, you know, from the get-go. When you do that with the type of stuff he has, you know, it's going to make for a tough outing as a hitter.
Yeah, pumping the strike zone for sure. Yankees off tonight, home for the Astros tomorrow. The Yankees 23-13 on the season, but still trailing the Orioles in the division because Baltimore swept the Reds, winning 11-1. Also of note, the Red Sox over the Twins 9-2, snapping Minnesota's 12-game winning streak. And Shohei Ohtani, 2 home runs. Dodgers beat the Braves 5-1. Ohtani batting .364, 10 home runs, 25 RBIs. So doing quite well. Out in Los Angeles, I guess not a shock, I suppose. Now time for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And Joby does a podcast, and it was interrupted Friday with some technical difficulties and still uploaded and posted.
There's no reason for him.
Come on, buddy.
Is he going up, hon? I can't take it.
Now, you know how you like to do the whole churn off, however you do that thing?
Oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Listen to the end of this clip. Oh boy.
Unbelievable. I gotta do this again.
Oh.
Oh my God. I mean, he's freaking thing. Why does this pop up in a way to... I mean, can you get the cat up here already, Tara? Can we get Ziggy up here? For God's sakes, there's no reason for it. Stupid ass thing. Stupid goddamn...
Oh my God.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, that's so great. And I hope that happens again because apparently this happened before.
Yeah, we
and they
played
never,
it.
They never fixed it. So mm-hmm. he's, he keeps doing it.
I know.
Is he up here, hon? The cat. Why did the cat need to be up?
I'm wondering if the cat like stepped on the keyboard or something.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Come That's on, get guess. Up here. Is he up here, hon? Stupid. There's no reason for it.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Jack Wilson said, I'm Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Did you see what our old buddy Dave Gettleman said to... I don't know exactly where he said it, but he was talking about The Athletic. He goes... I got a subscription to The Athletic, and he read some NFL drafting and advice and thought, quote, who are you? What have you done? When have you put your nuts on the line? But sadly, you got owners listening to these clowns and even GMs listening to these clowns and, quote, talking about NFL draft gurus.
Well, you know, I understand exactly where Dave Gettleman's coming from, and, you know, I've heard the same thing from coaches. You know, we heard about the text between Robert Saleh and Joe Beningo. I mean, like, this is the world that they live in, that unfortunately for them, the pressure that they absorb is from the outside influences. And the outside influences in this case are the people that created this draft kind of, like, insanity. And it all started with Mel Kiper. And to his credit, he was the one that started it.
Yeah.
And then it just grew from there. And ESPN, obviously, has a huge platform. And you know what? If it weren't for Mel Kiper and ESPN doing what they have done for the NFL draft, the NFL would have never moved the NFL draft around the way that it has to different NFL cities and create 750,000 people in one spot for an NFL draft. So, you know, I understand why Dave Gettleman would say that. I'm not going to dispute anything that he says because he's been around the sport a hell of a lot and inside the sport a hell of a lot longer than any of these other guys. But I will say that the popularity of the sport has grown because of the NFL draft, because of the schedule release, which I think is coming out this week, by the way.
Yeah, is it? That's great. That's what I love
seeing
that.
I think it should be out by Thursday, but I you know, I haven't really seen enough. They could still be tweaking all the different schedules, but the way that the NFL has basically had like one thing per month, whether it be the combine, the NFL draft, the free agent signings, the OTAs,
yeah,
and now they have the schedule release, and then they kind of go on hiatus a little bit in June and July. And July is when, you know, training camps open.
Yeah, Thursday, May 9th is what is expected. So that's this week. That's this Thursday.
So, all right, so I understand, like, again, I understand everybody in the NFL feels the same way. Like, who the hell is, you know, Mel Kiper to discuss whether or not my draft gets an A or a B or a C? Like, nobody knows.
Yeah, all right. So, a couple of things. One, this is kind of on par and on brand for Dave Gettleman's sort of disrespect for the media throughout his career. This is not the first time he has done things like this, so it's not surprising to me. But what I really want to know is how right is he about the influence from a draft expert on a general manager and an owner? Because I can tell you right now that there are several GMs
and head coaches off the top of my mind that would never, ever trust what someone said on TV over their own scouting department and their own opinion.
And a lot of it has
Joe Douglas being one of them.
Yeah, I know that. But a lot of it has to do with luck, and you got to be right. And sometimes you hit a Brock Purdy, for instance.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the year that they hit Brock Purdy, they also lose Trey Lance, who was the third overall pick. So, you know, these things are subjective in nature, and it all depends on whether or not the player can stay healthy. He's right in the right offense, the right defense, ends up living up to the expectations that the people have who have drafted him. It's a fight that's been going on for years. You know, I fought with Mark Canizaro. You know, he was covering the team, and then all of a sudden his editor said, you know, now you got to grade the team. And he gave me an F in a game.
Yeah.
And then the next day he was asking me about the next game. I'm like, wait a minute, you just gave me an F. What the hell I want to talk to you for? So, but that kind of, like, you know, head knocking has been going on. But, you know, the other thing that goes on behind the scenes is the contacts that everybody has. You know, yeah. So Adam Schefter has everybody's phone number, and everybody wants to get to Adam Schefter just in case, you know, it's a negative story.
Right.
So they want to make sure that he has exactly what, you know, the, from their point of view, what it is. But, hey, whatever you do, it didn't come from me, that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
And the agents are involved in it, and it's just an actually greasy kind of greasy, insecure type of world. The entire sports industry is like that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I mean, I think when you're someone like an NFL draft expert, you're going to get crushed because you put out these mock drafts, and a lot of time it's not right. And then you put your, like, when Dave Gettleman says, when have you ever put your nuts on the line? Like, it's different in his industry, put his nuts on the line, because you get fired quicker. And there's definitely more of a report card when you're the GM than the draft expert. Like, really, you're just, when you're the draft guy, it doesn't really matter if your mock drafts, right? I mean, it's nice if it is, but it's really just put out content, put out information, how many people are listening to what you're saying, how many people are watching what you're saying. So I don't like the idea that he's just basically saying, like, when have you ever had any pressure on you or anything like that? I mean, these guys in the media also have to do their job and do it well to keep their job.
I would say that that this radio station, for the years that it has been on the air, has been very influential in the sports world here in New York. A lot of things that are said by the fans on this station, a lot of things that are said by the hosts on this station, do resonate with all the owners. Look, do you think that we would be talking to Knicks and Rangers representatives if Maggie didn't open her mouth?
Yeah, right. I know.
I mean, but I'm just saying, that's unfortunately for us,
that's
it's negative.
Still going on.
I know that. Unfortunately for us, that's negative. But for her, you know, it was a very poignant and very honest and authentic moment.
Yeah.
All right.
She had every right to say what she said. She had the platform to do it. And that's part of the deal. When you say these things, sometimes there may be a consequence or two. And I do think that they, you know, took it maybe a little too far at the Garden and punished all of us for
it. Yeah, but the point is that it is influential one way or the other.
Right.
And, you know, I know that if we told Al 4 weeks into the season and the Giants were 0-4, take all the Giant calls. I mean, you don't think for one minute that the Mara and Tisch family aren't hearing this, or people in their lives aren't hearing what's being said about their team?
Yeah, and I think that's a little different than what Gettleman's saying about these draft experts and giving grades. But yes, because it comes from a fan. But it comes from a fan standpoint. You're buying customers. You know, that's why I think it hits the owner a little bit harder.
It was funny that Phil Simms used to tell me that, you know, owners could do two things. One is they can count to 11. Meaning if you have 12 or 10 on the field, they know that you're screwed up somewhere along the lines, and don't screw that up. And the other is paying customers.
Yeah.
They know exactly. And you and I often talk about this. So when Aaron Rodgers, the trade finally was consummated, and we knew it was coming, immediately the business department at the Jets is out there.
Oh, of course.
They're out there in the sponsorship world. They're out there in the season ticket world. They're out there in the jersey world. You name it. They're out there, and they're using this to help them sell their team to the general public and to their fan base. And they're doing the same thing again this year, and I would be doing the same thing, too, if I had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Let's go to Andre in Flushing. What's going on, Andre?
Yeah, what's going on, Boomer? What's going on?
All right, Andre, what's happening?
So check it out. Friday, right? I'm an Uber driver, right? And for most of I listen to your show every day, and I have my passengers listen to your show. Sometimes the show gets a little raunchy, and I change the station. But So Friday, I'm working. I'm like, yo, watch me pick up somebody leaving the show that night, right? So I'm working Jersey City at nighttime, and I'm picking up these two Ranger fans. These two guys are drunk. The guy's name is Evan. I'm like, yo, Evan, they hop in, right? I'm driving off. We're like, yo, let's go Rangers. We're screaming about the Boomer and Geo show. The rider cancels the ride. I'm like, yo, you guys just canceled the ride. They were like, no. And then what ended up happening was I picked up the wrong passenger. They were drunk. The guy's name was Kevin, the guy that got in. So I come back. I go back, right, to pick up the real passengers. And it's the right people. It's Evan. And then the lady, he's with his wife. The guy Evan's with his wife. And she's screaming, get out of my Uber. Get out of my Uber. So they get in. We start talking about the Boomer and Geo show. Will, I'm a huge fan. These guys are a huge fan. They're talking about how you were wearing a yellow suit.
Yeah.
How your secret guest was John Sterling. Yeah. How they covered some dude in a sandwich with some Parmesan. And it was great. A 30-minute ride. We were just talking about your show. It was amazing. Gio, I want to say that pig, I gave it to my friend. He won $1,000.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go. You had a good weekend then. There you go.
It was a great weekend, man.
That's awesome, guys. Andre. I'm really glad you called and shared that, because that's very cool.
I mean, I, you know, by the way, so I took an Uber out of White Eagle Hall,
mm-hmm.
and I know the Ranger fans are talking about, because as I was getting in the Uber, they were a little bit, you know, happy, and they wanted to have a picture with me.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I'm going to get my car and get the hell out of here. But you know, I stopped, take the picture with the Ranger fans, and the guy almost tripped over like the curb that's there.
Oh, yeah.
I felt bad for him.
Because you'd been there last year, that same curb.
I've been right there. I know exactly where he was. He's probably not going to remember the show.
Yeah.
But this year I can say that I remember the show.
Yeah. And there were a few fans that were waiting after the meet and greets outside of the front door, and they had some posters, like the Boomer and Geo Live posters that everybody had signed. So they talked about the suit, and I had the suit in my like garment bag, and I was, and they go, hey, you know, he's like, where did you get that suit? And I'm like, well, Shinesty. I said, you want it? They're like, are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. You want? I'm never going to wear it again. So I threw it to him. And one guy put the jacket on right away. It went to the bar with the yellow jacket on, which was tremendous. So yeah, it was a great night. Everything worked out. Thanks to everybody involved. And Emily Pierce again steps up in a huge way. I don't know if I thanked her on whatchamacallit on Friday night. So
yes,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.